from all these news photos, Planned Parenthood's rally at the Capitol yesterday backfired. Doug McBurney in studio. Doug, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live.
Well, it's great to be here, Bob. Yeah, it doesn't look good, at least not in photos.
All over the Denver news, the photos of Planned Parenthood's No on 62 rally at the Capitol. It's the Amendment 62 logo with the baby and Love the Baby plastered all over the news.
Yeah, I highly recommend going to Westward if you want to see
Westward,
a photo. Yeah, Westward.
That filthy rag.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Westward?
Westward, yeah, you're familiar
Doug
with
McBurney
Westward.
Doug McBurney recommending?
Recommending. No,
Westward.
Don't get the paper. Just go to their website.
And look at the...
Look at the photos.
Or how about the DenverDailyNews.com? Let's talk about those
Phenomenal.
Articles. And also the local NPR Colorado radio affiliate, KUNC.
They covered it, did they?
Kunk. They
K-Unk, yeah, Kunk.
They covered it, and the quotes from Will Duffy... are tremendous. Founder of the Collaborators Project.
He's got a future in this business.
Endorsed Amendment 62 a while back. So a lot of the news is really pretty good for the pro-lifers, and that's the news covering the No on 62 rally.
Right.
So let's get to that, but first... welcome to the studio.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm Doug McBurney, and I DVR 19 Kids and Counting.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You record that show?
Record that, yes.
It's a fun show.
It's a fun show about a big Christian family that's just getting bigger and bigger. And I mentioned
it's that on the Discovery Channel.
On the Discovery. I mentioned that because of the hostage crisis going on right now there at the Discovery Channel headquarters, where an environmental whack job has gone in there with guns and possibly bombs, and he's holding hostages.
Yeah, what a tragedy. But this is the fruit of the jihad against children.
Yeah.
Would you say he's angry that people have kids?
Well, if you read his manifesto, he mentions children in a disparaging light at least 8-9 times.
So he's against children.
He calls he calls them pollution. Yeah,
he does. It sounds like Planned Parenthood's founder and longtime president, Margaret Sanger, who said the most merciful thing that a large family could do to an infant is, do you remember how she finished that? To kill it.
To kill it. It's as if this fellow read her book.
Read her book. And she was writing not of abortion.
Right.
She said, if you have a large family... and you have another baby, the most merciful thing you could do is to kill it. And she, of course, was part of the Negro Project to reduce the number of blacks in the South. And Margaret Sanger spoke of the handicapped as the dead weight of human waste. Mm. Doug, I got her books. She says it right in her book. She speaks of the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the epileptic. She writes, these are the dead weight of human waste. And Planned Parenthood to this day says we are proud of our past.
Mm.
Proud of our past.
Here's a fine representative of Margaret Sanger and other leftists of that ilk.
So he could be the face.
Yeah, he could be the face of the left.
Of the left.
Yes.
The jihad against children.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, they advocate, right, abortion and don't have more than one kid, if that. You selfish pig.
Right.
If that.
Yeah.
And they euthanize children at Denver's Children's Hospital.
Mm.
And in the Netherlands and all. So there's a war against children, and this guy is part of it. He's like the William Wilberforce of the left.
Of the left, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This week, I mean, 500,000 conservatives showed up in Washington. What did they do? They prayed, they cleaned up the park.
Right.
And you got one enviro-Nazi shows up, and he takes hostages with
firearms. With guns and bombs.
Yeah. So anyway, at least
that's
the lines
a good contrast.
The lines have been well drawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I want to mention
Of Glenn Beck, maybe Sarah Palin wants to run for president with him.
Do you think?
Well, you said that at church on Sunday at Denver Bible Church.
I did.
You broke IRS regulations.
And I mentioned a candidate.
And you said during the service that Glenn Beck might be running for president.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that. It's too bad he said to Bill O'Reilly that he thinks homosexual marriage is not a problem.
Yeah.
Government should stay out of it. And he has, of course, thou shalt not murder with five exceptions.
Right.
And that's all tragic. But he needs the Lord like everybody else.
Yeah. I think he's a Republican.
Is he?
And by what you just said.
Well, that's strike three.
Yeah. Well, he matches. He matches up with the Republicans.
All right.
But let's not get bogged down in that.
No.
You just came down from the Capitol.
Yeah.
What? You came
right.
down from the mountain.
Yeah.
What was happening there
yeah,
at the Capitol?
Colorado Capitol. Actually, just across the street, legislative services hearing. on the Blue Book for Colorado.
The Blue Book? No, don't trade in. That Honda you've got is probably got another 100,000 miles in it, Bob. No, don't even think about trading
it. It's not that kind of Blue Book.
No?
This is the Blue Book for the amendments and the propositions, what we're all going to vote on in November. And before I tell you the one great thing in the Blue Book.
Okay, there is.
They have a description of Amendment 62.
Right.
And there's something in here that's great.
Really? Well, yeah, I know there's been negotiations. Great. I know that folks associated with the personhood movement have been doing their best.
For 4 months. Leslie Hanks, yeah. Guabe, Garcia Jones.
Right.
And crew, Dennis Hoshiko, Keith Mason. They've been fighting with the Legislative Services Council.
Yeah.
And they've won some of the battles. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest things that's in the Blue Book in a description of Amendment 62.
Yeah, let's
but
hear
first,
it.
Okay. This commercial. Okay. Doug, we have a telethon beginning today for September.
That's right. September's telethon month.
Bob Enyart Live needs your help. And we have a goal.
We have a goal.
Here is the goal. The goal is 200 people giving $20 a month.
Just a $20 bill.
A $20 bill.
Every month.
Once a month.
Sign me up.
Okay.
I'm signed up.
Now, Doug, you do you spend your whole life.
Yeah, but we're talking $20 a month. Bob, I spend that by accident at Starbucks every month.
The police,
$20 a month?
Doug, and because you have just pledged $20 a month,
yes.
The police shot the hostage taker at the Discovery Channel.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome.
That is good, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. the guy was threatening innocent people, and it's appropriate to shoot him.
Yes, he was armed. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's great news. I'll pledge another 20.
Did you hear the guy who had a knife to a woman's throat, and a law-abiding citizen came by, and he pulled a gun on the guy?
Really?
And he said, I'll give you to the count of three to let her go. And he said, one, two, and he shot him in the head.
Oh,
and he said to
that.
The woman, he said, did I say three? I meant two. Did I say three? So
that's an uplifting story.
Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
So this guy at the Discovery Channel headquarters at their studios, he's been shot. And that's a good conclusion to a potentially really tragic situation.
He could possibly be being introduced to Jesus Christ right now. And Jesus has this manifesto that you can download. And Jesus said, I need to have some words with you. Come over here.
Yeah, you hate children. You call children filth.
Yeah, and he hates God, too. It's obvious from the
manifesto. So he's the face of the left, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, but back to the telethon. We need 200 new donors.
No, we don't. We do not.
We do.
We need 197. We've gotten three since we announced it.
Be great if we could get, let's see if we could get 10
Thank
today.
You guys. Thank you guys out there in Radio
praise
Land.
Praise the Lord. That's
Doug,
awesome.
Three.
So
20, we need 200 people to give a $20 bill a
every month.
$20
bill.
To help keep Bob and Your Live on the air. And I'll give the phone number, 303-463-7789. 303-463-7789. There's an 800 version of that. 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278. So what did you were about to calculate? We need 200.
If we could get 10 today, there's about 20 business days in a month.
21.6.
Okay, so we need 10.045 people each day.
We need 10 people a day.
Yeah, $20 a month. I mean,
$20 a month. And you know, some people are already giving, and if you're giving, thank you so much. And we desperately need you to continue giving.
We need you to stay on board.
If you possibly can, please do. But if one of our current givers says, I want to help, I want to up what I'm giving by 20 a month,
yeah,
then that would count
as
another $20 a month pledge.
That's a new donation. That's what we're looking for here, new
donations. And if you give your name, phone number, address, credit card, it can be processed automatically at the end of each month, automatically.
Yeah.
Or you could send in a check or a money order. Or cash. I'm not Dan Mays. You could send cash.
Have you noticed how Dan Mays is now in meltdown? He selects a pro-abortion running mate.
Pro-abortion liberal
Republican. He's rebuked by Colorado Right to Life in public.
Yeah.
And now his campaign is in complete meltdown.
He is dropping faster than Obama.
He's just unbelievable.
I mean, how is it possible? But he is.
Now, I'm not, you know, I don't believe in predestination, and I don't believe that God orchestrates events actively in the daily lives of men. But when you look at this election, it just makes you stop and think. That's all. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I would have thought 6 weeks ago, Tom Tancredo, probably no chance. Now I'm thinking, Tom Tancredo, it's yours to lose.
Maybe the Republican Party, no chance, like for the next decade.
Yeah.
They're in meltdown.
They may come and get
Although
Tom.
I do, you know, I hope Ken Buck does well.
I hope he does well, yeah.
But somehow he's got to distance himself from Dan Mays.
Yeah. Well, Dan Mays may be distanced. I mean, the Republican Party might get sense and go to Tom Tancredo with their hat in their hand and say, we're really sorry, we should have taken your
advice.
Well,
they have until tomorrow to ask Tom Tancredo to take the slot on the Republican Party platform.
Well, the Republican Party better look around and see where the momentum is and get with it.
All right. So
let's move on.
$20 a month, 1-800-8-NYARD.
That's 1-800-836-9278. Call up right now. Pledge just $20 a month.
And we need it very badly. We need it to stay on the air, to keep fighting.
We've got, now we only need 196 people. Can you
Come
be
on,
the next one?
You're
Pick up the
me,
phone.
Doug. Oh, thank
Pick
you
up
out
the
there
phone.
In Radio Land. Thank you.
All right. No.
And this will be on the internet, too, all night long tonight. So take courage. More
yes.
people will give.
Yes, they'll give
Okay,
online.
So, Doug, what's in the news
I want to hear what you said. There was something great in the Blue Book that was written by the Legislative Council of Students. And I
this
find that hard to believe.
The
so
Student
I just
Council
hear.
Down at the Capitol
yeah.
Writes the Blue Book analysis of each of the amendments. And by the way, it's a conservative wave rising up over America.
What are the amendments on the Colorado
People
ballot?
Should vote yes for everything.
Just go right down the line.
Yes for Proposition 101. Yes for Amendment 60. Yes for Amendment 61. Yes for Amendment 62. Yes for Amendment 63.
There.
It's all conservative. It's low taxes and life.
And pro-life.
Low taxes and life. Low taxes and life. In Colorado, yes, 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 yes.
A beautiful thing.
The pro-aborts have been discouraged with Obama. They got everything they want,
uh-huh.
and what they want is a catastrophe, and they got it.
Yep, they did.
So they're disillusioned right now, so the conservatives are on the ballot.
Yeah, and I love it. It's going to be a simple ballot this year. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
There, on all the
great.
Amendments.
Right, that's
simple.
Right.
Now, the Blue Book goes out to everyone in the mail, and,
yeah,
and what's
3
the
million. 3 million of these go out, and here's what's great.
Wow.
They describe the Amendment 62 defines a person as every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being. It couldn't be more simple.
I like that.
And then they say, summary and analysis.
Okay.
They say this is about inalienable rights. And inalienable rights are fundamental to all persons and are not created by laws or government. Doug, they put it right out there.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
that for the government to acknowledge that rights don't come from the government, I think
that
is a tremendous victory.
That is pretty phenomenal, and it's almost a complete thought. Almost. It's right there.
Oh, so they say rights do not come from the government. It's
right.
almost a complete
That's almost
thought.
A complete
It's like, where do they come from?
Yeah. It begs the question, don't you think?
Dunkin' Donuts? Where do rights come from? Fly fishermen, where do they come from? I want to know.
Well, Bob,
inquiring minds want to know. So it's almost, this is the closest the Student Council has ever come to
right.
a complete thought down at the Capitol.
And we appreciate the efforts of you and Guabe and Leslie in trying to teach these poor, helpless people.
They are.
I mean,
they're struggling down there. But generally, it's pretty encouraging.
Yeah.
It could have been better, of course. Their description.
Right, they could have told the whole truth.
Yeah, they have misinformation in here. They say that the term beginning of biological development has no scientific meaning.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, as though there's an alternative theory for when human life begins. What, is there a secret theory out there that they're keeping hidden from the public? That every embryology textbook in the world has never discovered some hidden knowledge they have? What are they, a bunch of Gnostics down at the Capitol?
It must be.
So anyway, it's fun that there's It's mostly pretty good, the Blue Book.
Well, thanks for going down there and putting it, and Guabe and Leslie.
Yeah, they're heroes. Just they're awesome. Fighting. They're heroes.
Because that could not be fun, sitting in a room with legislative aides, assistant dog catcher type people.
Right, exactly. So, Doug, now I want to ask you, I don't understand. You recommended people go to Westword.com.
Go to Westword.
There's an article about a Personhood Amendment 62. And photos from today's rally on the state capitol steps. And this is a pro-abortion event. In the photos. Now, you can't describe photos on the radio, can you?
Well, the Yes on 62 logo is everywhere. Pictures of actual unborn children are all over the first page.
It's everywhere. I mean, the first photo, which is big, has the Yes on 62, the baby, love the baby 62, logo four times.
It's beautiful.
And it has Abe Lincoln being pro-life.
Now, Bob, you know.
There's Abe Lincoln. He's pro-life.
He's right there. Now, you know that there are people at Westword who listen to this broadcast regularly. You know that to be true. I know that to be
true.
They
don't like the program,
no,
but they do listen.
So right now, the editorial staff is like, dude, what? Is what he's saying the truth, dude? Dude, go look at that, man. That wasn't supposed to be on the front page, dude.
How did this happen? Here's the second picture. The second picture has a bit of the Amendment 62 logo in it, but it has a pro-lifer holding a picture of a baby in the womb that says a person.
Yeah.
And there's a camera guy taking a picture of her, a person.
That's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Then there's a third picture.
Oh, wow.
And what is the third? Could you describe
it? The third picture is Malachi, the most famous picture of an aborted baby.
Yeah.
And it dwarfs this little No on 62 sign. It's as if the people at Westword.
The third picture says yes and no, opponents take a stand. There's a little No 62.
Yeah.
And then there's abortion is murder, showing the picture of the aborted child.
I want to be the first to stand up and thank Westword for endorsing Amendment 62.
Oh, and there is
we wouldn't have thought that Westword would be on our side. But
you know, pictorial journalism is a significant part
it's
of the
powerful.
Battle.
Powerful. A picture
and
tells
Doug,
a thousand words.
The caption under this photo, it says that a pro-lifer hands out a flyer featuring an aborted fetus.
But that picture
it's a living baby.
That's an actual baby in the womb.
Right. That's a 4D ultrasound, a living baby.
Dude, did you get that caption wrong? I can't believe you, man. Get on there and edit that, dude.
All right, so that's Westword, right? Now we're going to go to the phones, but then when we come back, I want to quote from NPR's Colorado affiliate, National Public Radio, KUNC. You ever listen to KUNC?
KUNC. I know it's KUNC. I used to call it KUNC.
KUNC.
There was a term in the military.
The man from UNC.
In the military, when you went to the rifle range, if you failed, they said you went UNC. Unqualified.
So this is KUNC.
They're KUNC. They're unqualified.
I always thought it was KUNC.
KUNC.
But anyway, I listen to KUNC occasionally, and you got to hear what they're quoting Will Duffy is saying. But first, let's go to the phones in Longmont, Colorado. Scott, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, guys. How much are you asking the 200 people to give a month each?
We need 200. Well, we need 196 people to give just $20 a month, Scott.
Okay, and then how much is a Bible study album or some such other thing?
Well, a Bible study album, an entire album is
$35
a month.
Okay, so let's just round that off to about, say, $40, $60. How much is the average cable bill?
The average cable?
$90 a month.
All right, mine was $60, so I dropped my cable. And I actually get the the videos every month of the
you get the Bob and Yurt Live televised classics once a month. Scott, for that.
What I'm suggesting is to drop DirecTV and pick up Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, I like that idea.
All right, have a good day. Go on with your KUNC story.
No, wait a minute, Scott. I'm going to close the deal here. What are you offering?
With what?
Are you telling people to give, or are you going to give?
I already do. I'm telling people that's what I did so I could.
He dropped his cable, got Bob Enyard's videos. All right, who'll be the first person to call in and take Scott up on his advice?
Well, and whether you drop your cable or not.
You don't need that cable.
I mean, some people don't have cable.
No.
But we need your help whether you have cable or not. Thank you, Scott, very much, Scott. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call. So, Doug, then we've got NPR, National Public Radio.
Yeah.
Their Colorado affiliate. K-Unk,
yeah,
saying this. They're reporting on the personhood amendment and the event at the Capitol. And halfway through their report, they say abortion opponents crashed the party.
Crashed the party, eh?
Verbal scuffles broke out as some shouted liar during the speeches.
Really?
Will Duffy of Littleton. Now, we know Will Duffy.
Yeah, I've heard of Will.
He's the founder of the Collaborators Project.
Yep.
Will Duffy of Littleton said he had no problem interrupting the planned event. Recently, Will Duffy said, a politician shouted out to Obama, "You lie!"
I remember that.
And I think that's important when someone's using a pulpit to lie.
Oh, so he must have been interrupting when the Reverend Don Riley Duvall was speaking.
Oh, her.
Now, Don Riley Duvall, who is some part of the pastoral staff over at the Taller Community African American Episcopal Church.
The shorter AME?
Shorter? I thought it was taller.
Well, she's taller, but her church is shorter.
So the Right Reverend Don must have been speaking.
Yeah.
And by the way, producers for this broadcast, before airtime today,
invited her on the air.
Invited her to come on the show.
Because she told a personhood supporter yesterday, "I've never been invited on the radio on any of these shows." So our producer called and said, "Well, you're welcome to come on today." "Oh, I'm busy. I got to take my daughter to an abortion clinic." "Well, how about tomorrow?" "Oh, I'm busy." "How about Friday?"
"I'm having my neck washed."
"How about," she said, "well, what time is it?" He said, "It's anytime." "Anytime." She said, "Well, I'm busy then."
Reverend Don Riley Duvall is a coward. She will not come on the air because her position is indefensible.
She makes arguments against unborn children.
Yeah.
Doug, we need 195 people.
We're up to five.
We need 195 to pledge $20 a month, and that's exciting. Thank you. Thank you, everyone out there.
Could we call on the Reverend Don Riley Duvall, who is a mouthpiece for the abortion advocates here in Colorado? Reverend Don, if you won't come on the broadcast, would you at least pledge $20 a month?
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
That'll get you out of your duty as a public servant.
It's less money than you spend on contraceptives for the various children that you know every month.
All right.
So $20 a month, Reverend Don Riley Duvall, and we won't mention again that you refuse to come on the air.
Of the Taller AME Church.
Actually, even if she gives the $20 a month, I think we'll still call her out. Call her a coward.
Okay, well, she argues against unborn children. She argues in favor of Planned Parenthood ripping their arms and legs off. She is a child killer.
And she says she's a reverend.
She's a child killer.
She's in a
And so Will
church.
Duffy shouted out that, "You lie. You lie." They were saying that women are going to be arrested for miscarriage.
Yeah,
They're liars. And then, Doug, the DenverDailyNews.com.
Okay.
Right on their homepage.
Not a conservative bastion over there.
The DenverDailyNews.com, right on their homepage, a big picture.
That's the best picture.
Of the rally at the Capitol. And what is the big graphic element in the picture?
Is the Yes on 62 logo.
Yes on 62.
Again, dwarfing the No on 62
dwarfing.
Logo.
The logo for Yes on 62 is as big as the entire crowd in the background with the No on 62.
That's beautiful. Folks, go to DenverDailyNews.com and slash a whole bunch of stuff. But you can find it.
Homepage. And here's what it says. It says, "Clash over personhood. Both sides of abortion debate meet at Capitol to voice opinions." This is by Peter Marcus, staff writer. And he says, "The great debate, those for the personhood ballot initiative in the foreground and those against in the background. Opponents and proponents of a ballot initiative to ban abortion clashed at the Capitol yesterday. Opponents had scheduled a campaign kickoff at the Capitol, but proponents crashed the rally, arguing that their opposition, Planned Parenthood, is relying on scare tactics to frighten voters."
Yeah.
And they've got great quotes from Leslie Hanks and Keith Mason in here.
Denver Daily News. Man. And so that's available at thedailydenvernews.com. But the name of the paper is the Denver Daily News.
Yeah.
What do they got? People from Westward working at this place, too? How are you supposed to find these people on the internet? Just
Google
Denver Daily News.
Google it. And they quote Leslie Hanks saying, "Women will not be investigated for miscarriages."
No.
And, of course, women wouldn't be denied health care or forced to carry an ectopic pregnancy that would kill both her and her baby. And, anyway, the quotes are just great. Keith Mason points out that Planned Parenthood is the group behind No on 62,
right,
because it would cut into their profit and tax dollars for abortion on demand.
Yeah, bit of a conflict of interest there when everyone who shows up at your rally makes money, yeah, off the industry that kills babies.
That's right. So Keith Mason points out that abortion kills babies and harms women. And Will Duffy on Kunk Radio said, look, they're not talking about babies. Abortion kills a baby.
Yeah.
And that's reported by this NPR affiliate.
That's awesome. They can't help but report the truth when they talk about personhood. It's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Even though
it's unavoidable.
Yeah, it's
right.
The truth is unavoidable when even the liberal media talks about this,
yeah,
issue. They're forced,
yeah,
to tell the truth.
So we'll link to this first time in the history of Bob in Your Life, 20 years. We will link to this Westword photojournalist,
yeah,
report of the No on 62 rally at the Capitol.
Beautiful, beautiful set of
beautiful
pictures.
Beautiful pictures.
Now, we've got about a minute left. Reverend Don Riley Duvall, you can prove you're not a coward. Call up, and you could be the sixth person today to donate just
well,
$20 a month.
She could be.
She could be.
I bet you we have better chance with some of the other
More
listeners.
Than likely, that's probably
So
true.
If anybody's out there that can help, please, if you can, 1-800-8-NYARDS. Even if you can't, if you think you can't, we need your help. If you can sacrifice and give $20 a month, 1-800-836-9278. We're halfway there toward our goal today, Doug.
We wanted 10
we
today.
We need 5 more people. 5.
So if you're listening online, pick up the phone now or go to KGOV.com.
KGOV.com. Click on the store or,
yep,
donate, support, and give $20 a month as a monthly gift. And you'll be counted whether you call or go online to KGOV.com. Give $20 a month. We need your help very badly. There is no mega fund or
no big
mega
church
behind this broadcast.
No,
Doug.
What there is there's a lot of diehard supporters who've been loyal for years. We love you. We need 200 more to come stand alongside them.
We do. So we need 5 more people today. You could be one of those 5, and then we'll need 4. And 4 is doable. So please help make this doable. God bless you. Thank you, Doug McBurney, and KGOV.com.
I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.